Proclamation number 6296, dated the June 27th, 1955. Sluggish thinking. The more captivated a person is by the world, the more indifferent he is to the truth, the less he desires it, and he thoughtlessly either accepts or rejects everything that is presented to him as truth. For his heart has no desire to know the truth. And once again, you can therefore recognize that the world is a great danger for you, soul, because without truth you do not live expediently. You have no idea about the meaning and purpose of your earthly life because you don't receive the right explanation. Consequently, you don't live consciously either, but always chase after earthly possessions, although you know that they are transient, that you cannot take anything along with you once your earthly life is over. But neither do you believe in a continuation of life after death, and again because you don't care, because you don't want to know anything about it, and on account of this very indifference you can never reach the inner conviction that your life is not over after the death of your body. God's servants on earth would find far more acceptance if the desire for truth were present in fellow human beings, yet everything else is more interesting to them than that which is most important, to gain the right knowledge and to then live their earthly lives accordingly. This is why everything which increases people's indifference is to be condemned. It is to be condemned when they are taught that they need not spend any thought on what they are demanded to believe, that they may only accept what they are offered by a specific side, and that they are relieved from every responsibility as long as they trust and subordinate themselves to God's alleged representatives. All such teachings contribute towards tempting the human being into sluggish thinking. They contribute towards allowing other people to do the thinking for him and not to feel responsible themselves. And if the thinking of such a person is not changed through acts of love, he will remain ignorant and caught up in error for the rest of his life. However, only truth leads to God. Hence, he will continue to be very far removed from God when he departs from earth. If people had a greater desire for truth, the spiritual darkness among them would truly not be so immense, for their thinking would be guided into the right direction because of a desire for truth. And a correctly thinking person will then also live according to God's will and thereby come ever closer to him. But people only want to increase their knowledge regarding earthly things, because spiritual knowledge does not result in earthly success, but through earthly knowledge they can improve their physical well-being and therefore remain unreceptive to anything else, even if it is offered to them as a special gift of grace. And therefore, earth will remain shrouded in darkness. For light only establishes itself where it is desired, but never where its illumination is rejected. Amen.